Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to show number 161. I'm sitting here alone at the Main Street Pub this week. I want to start off reading you guys a little bit of news, the latest updates from around the world, and then me and Denny's going to do our WDW Main Street dining recon over at the Boardwalk. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and now on with the news. First thing we have here is Irwin Pearl now open at Disney Springs The Landing. They're going to have some medium to high-end jewelry. They have watches. They're going to have necklaces, you know, colorful silk scarves, and pricing varies from $100 to $300, so it isn't like really expensive jewelry, but I'm sure it's very nice stuff, and you can say you got it at Disney Springs. The next piece of the news is Tamua Tamua, which me and Dan have talked on the last couple shows. Me and Brenda and my sister-in-law ate down there last time we were there. They are closing, not completely closing, but they're no longer going to be serving food there. They're just going to be serving desserts. And I'll tell you what, some of the desserts on the menu really look good. I mean, they're going to have your ice cream. You know, they're going to have the pineapple whipped soft serve with dark rum, pineapple whipped soft serve with coconut rum, coconut waffles with espresso, mousse, double chocolate chip ice cream, Mickey ice cream, chocolate cookie, sundae, hand-dipped vanilla ice cream, and 2 chocolate chip cookies and chocolate-covered espresso beans. I mean, there's a lot of really good offerings here, and I think this is all going to close because of our next piece of news, the Harambe Market, which is going to open on May 22nd, which I can't wait to see this new marketplace. It's going to have seating of over 200 people, and it's going to be covered outdoor seating, which is great. You'll have another place to cool off at the Animal Kingdom to get some great food. One of the windows is going to be Kitamu Grill, offering skewered chicken and kebab flatbread sandwiches. You're also going to have the famous sausages featuring corn dogs inspired by South African sausages. It's called a Barumers. I have no clue how to say this, but I'm trying. Dipped in curry-infused corn batter. They really look good if you see the pictures. And then you're going to have Chef Mwagas served with a spicy rub Korean rib with green papaya carrot slaw. So the ribs with a spice rub, which really looks good. And then you're going to have another window that's going to have all kind of African wines and stuff like that. So I can't read frozen drinks, you know, a mango puree served in a souvenir mug, non-alcoholic tangerine lemonade. There's going to be all kind of offerings here. So I can't wait for the Harambe Village Marketplace to open up. I'm really looking forward to it. Next piece is the Superhero Headquarters is now open at Disney Springs. This is all Marvel, and it'll bring a whole range of Marvel merchandise to the Walt Disney World guest. I'm looking forward to seeing this store. I'm sure that there's going to be all kind of stuff that you've never seen. There's all going to be all kind of souvenirs. It really looks cool. I mean, I might even geek out and get me a couple of the Marvel t-shirts, if you know what I mean. Up next is the preview of Disney's Pixar Inside Out coming to the Epcot Magic Eye Theater. As long as they don't put Captain EO back in there, I'm happy. I know I'll get flack for this, but I'm looking forward. I hope next time I'm there, if they don't have a new show made, I hope that they have something going on besides Captain EO, because I know there's a lot of nostalgia with this ride. I mean, this show, not ride. It ain't even a ride. I don't even know if it's a show, but no, I'm kidding. I liked it when I seen it the first time, just because I got to see it and, you know, be a part of history to know that I've seen it, but it wasn't my favorite thing. So I'm glad their future in the future they're going to replace this.
And our last piece of news is the American Music Machine a cappella group debuts at Epcot American Adventure Pavilion. They're one of the latest groups to replace Off Kilter and the Fife and Drum Corp. And, you know, this is the whole revamping of the Entertainment Around World Showcase. I watched a few of the videos online of it. They look pretty good. They're very talented. I mean, they all can sing. They all do. Like, there's one that does beatbox. They all do their own background. There's no instruments at all. That's, you know, a cappella, of course. But I think they're very entertaining. I think a lot of the younger guests will really enjoy it because they do a lot of pop. You know, they do Katy Perry and all different kind of the latest groups. So check them out. If you guys want to go see it, it's a 20-minute show. Right now it says they're appearing at 11:45 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:40 p.m., 2:20, 3 o'clock, 3:45. And you can check your guide maps because times will vary depending on different times of the season that you're there. So go check them out. Hope I did a good enough job without my partner Den doing the news. I missed him doing the news, but he'll be back next week. And now me and him's going to go into our latest review. We're doing the Disney Boardwalk Dining Review. So enjoy, guys, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye. Buddy Den. Hey, Den, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. Long day of work. You know the drill. It's finally starting to get warm around here. So yeah, we can have some really, really, really frosty margaritas tonight.
Yeah, this is, after a long day at work, this is fun time doing Disney talk. So I've been looking forward to this all day.
Absolutely. Me too. I had I'm having one of those weeks. You know, blew up two trucks this week. One blew the front end out of it. The other one, I blew the brakes out of it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. On a couple days. My mechanic, though, sent his kids to college on me this week.
I was going to say, maybe you can get a job at Lights Motors Action or something like that.
I need one of their mechanics. I could use the garage there, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, there you go. But it's all good. We're going to do some talking about Disney food tonight. So that's always a good outlet, if you will, after working a hard day.
Disney dining dreaming.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Doug's Disney dining dreaming tonight. But we're going to do a little bit of our Main Street dining, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to have some fun over at the boardwalk area. We're going to talk about what we would, if we were at the boardwalk today, me and Dennis, what we'd have for breakfast, what we'd want for lunch, and where we would go for dinner.
Awesome.
So, you ready to go, buddy?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll go first this week. And actually, I was surprised. This is a general comment. When I was doing my homework for this area, I was pleasantly surprised that there are more options that you might think. I know we were on the phone talking today, Doug, and we were kind of saying, oh, gee, there's, you know, not a whole lot there. But if you really look at all the offerings there.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah, there's a ton. And I didn't do this, and I don't know if you did or not, but at least on Deb Will's site, where she lists the menus, she includes all of the Swan and Dolphin restaurants in her her menus for the, for Disney dining. I did not select any of them as my offerings because we didn't really discuss it. But I was curious as to whether you saw the same thing and you might have went that way.
No, I actually just went to her Boardwalk one. She has a Boardwalk one and then the other. So I just went to the Boardwalk. But even with that, there's, just so our fans know if you're listening, you got Bellevue Lounge for breakfast. You could do Big River Grill and Brewing Works for lunch or dinner. You can also, they have a children's menu. You got the Boardwalk Bakery. You got the Boardwalk Hot Dog Cart, the Boardwalk Funnel Cake Cart, Joe's Snacks, Boardwalk Pizzeria Window, the Boardwalk Resort In Room Dining you can order. You got Boardwalk To Go all day, ESPN Club, Flying Fish Cafe for lunch, and they also have a children's dinner menu. Mm-hmm. Leaping Horse Libations, you can go get some drinks. Seashore Suites, and then you got Trattoria Al Forma, the place that you just ate on your last trip.
Right,
so there's quite
right.
a few offerings over here.
Yeah, I was, like I said, pleasantly surprised. I mean, there were more than I was thinking just off the top of my head. So it made choosing a little bit more difficult, but it made it easier in that there were plenty of choices to choose from. So that was all good.
Well, hopefully we don't intertwine or eat at the same place. It's been a theme on our show.
I'll be shocked if we don't hit on at least one, but we'll see where it goes.
The positive thing is, then, when we finally get to do our trip together sooner than later, I'm hoping, we won't be arguing about where we eat too much.
Yeah, we'll already know. We won't have to say anything. We'll just drive or take a bus or whatever to the place. We'll know where we're going.
Absolutely, buddy.
All right. Let's get us going. So I'll get us going for breakfast, where I would go at dining at the in the Boardwalk area, and you probably guessed this already because I rave about it all the time. But I'm going to now. Just let me make sure here before we get going. Boardwalk and Yacht Club are included, right?
No. We're going to do Yacht and Beach Club together on the same one. You're not going over to your place.
Well, I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to convert on the fly. So I'll go first then, and you could readjust. No, we're going to do every resort. We're going to do the Boardwalk. We're going to do Yacht and Beach Club as a resort. We'll do Caribbean, Swan. We're going to do Contemporary, Polynesia. We're going to eat at every resort what we would have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if we're staying home for the day.
All right. Now, why don't you go first?
I will.
That throws me all out of whack here.
Well,
but
get
go
back
ahead.
And whack.
Go
this
ahead.
Is our show's on the fly with you for now. But anyway, I'm just going to have a simple breakfast. Me and Bren's going to mosey on over to the Boardwalk Bakery. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to get is, I don't know if you've ever had this, but it's really awesome. It's the breakfast bread bowl.
No, never even heard of it. I mean, I've heard of a bread bowl, but not a breakfast bread bowl.
It's very, very good. The bread bowl's awesome, and it comes with scrambled eggs, potatoes, fruit, and sausage gravy. And it is really, really good. And then Brenda will be good, and she'll go with one of her nice little croissants. It's all nice and, you know, good for her diet, the whole nine yards, and she'll watch me gobble down the big breakfast bowl.
Oh, hey, there you go. One balances the other out, right?
Yeah, we get the Jersey crumb cake over there a lot, too. It's very, very good. She'll probably get something light like that with her coffee. But have you ever had the Jersey crumb cake?
No, can't say that I have.
I've had to try it just because it's from Jersey. It gave me a lot of attitude, though, when you eat it.
Yeah, you don't need any more of that.
No, but yeah, it gives you attitude, man. It talks back to you as you're eating it. Just the way it sounds when you're biting into it has a lot of attitude.
Okay.
So where are we going to send you to now?
Well, I'm going to, on the fly here, I am going to try breakfast at Trattoria El Forno. They do offer a breakfast, somewhat limited. I'm looking at the menu here, but I've settled on getting the caramel apple crumb pancakes.
They sound awesome.
You can get them with bacon or chicken sausages. So I'm going to be really bad and go with the bacon. I'm not going to get the chicken sausages. But that caught my eye when I read through the breakfast menu. But basically, you can get choice of two eggs prepared anyway with breakfast potatoes and choice of bacon or chicken sausage. They have vanilla blueberry steel-cut oatmeal, frittata, I don't know if I'm saying that right, with roasted red peppers, prosciutto.
It's a frittata. Frittata.
There you go. Potatoes, pecorino, Romano cheese topped with arugula.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that does. Scrambled eggs. You can get poached eggs, fruit bowl, waffle, then the apple crumb cake pancakes that I mentioned, granola. And then they got a cured Italian meats with tomatoes, a hard-boiled egg, and cheese. So that's pretty much it, other than, you know, beverages and coffee and stuff like that. I did notice, too, that they offer a pressed pot coffee. I know them are becoming more and more popular, you know, in all the restaurants. I know at like Kona, you can get the Kona coffee press pot, which they've had that for years and is very popular. But this is an Italian blend coffee that features the aroma of sweet berry and milk chocolate. Mm. I know maybe that's something you could stomach.
Yeah.
Well, you can at least smell it.
You have no idea, Dan, how many times in the freezing cold I've gone into my – I know I talk about Wawa's all the time.
Right.
But I've gone into Wawa, and you walk in there, it'll have like 15 different coffees brewing.
Right.
And I'll go try the vanilla or the chocolate or any of the different flavored coffees, and they smell delicious. And I'll take the first sip, and I'll say, oh, I can get the second sip. I can't do it. It's thrown in the trash, and I'm over it.
Oh, boy.
If I'm on the picket line, I'll hold a cup just to keep me warm.
There you go.
No,
But
but.
yeah, anyways, again, we did eat dinner at this restaurant last time we were there, and we did enjoy it, as I said on the show when we did the review. But if I was staying at the Boardwalk, I'd definitely give this place a shot. And again, it all depends what your touring day is like, or what's going on that day. Your strategy might be a better one, and it's one I've done many, many times, is go to the bakery and get something, because it's more grab and go. You can grab a little table right outside. But if you have an early AD, not an ADR, but a fast pass at Epcot, or if you're heading over to the studios, you can take 15, 20 minutes maybe, and have your breakfast sandwich or whatever you got at the bakery, and then head right out. If you invest in sitting at a sit down restaurant, you're probably going to tie up a minimum of 45 minutes, probably even an hour from soup to nuts by the time you get done. So really, it all depends on what you're doing that day as to what choice you make to for breakfast.
Well, I'm probably going to let Brenda split the bread bowl with me because we're going to eat a sit-down lunch and a sit-down dinner. And the
Okay.
reason that I'm eating, I tried to eat at the bakery to try to eat a little lighter, if you follow me. The one thing I will say, the offerings sound really, really good here, and there's multiple pictures that I've seen. Everything looks awesome. The only thing I will say, and I know we talk about Disney being expensive, like I always defend it as it's not. The one thing I will say though is their breakfasts are the only thing I will say. If you go to a or any of the restaurants, the breakfast I think is the biggest ripoff of all of them, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I guess for what, right? Because how much can an egg cost? And basically, they're dealing with the same ingredients, right? A bacon,
Exactly.
a sausage, eggs, oatmeal, the standard
Exactly.
breakfast offering. So, how much can you mark those things up before it becomes ridiculous, I guess, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Like me and my wife, we go to we you know how it is up in the Northeast. And anybody who listens to our show will know this. Diners are like awesome around here. And aren't they in Boston too,
Oh
Dan?
yeah, you'd call them greasy spoons or whatever, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I will say though, diners we're being phased out, and they're making a comeback. A lot of people are refurbing the old diner cars and stuff like that. So, but yes, to answer your question directly, yes, they're prominent up here in the Northeast.
We've been very, very lucky in my area. It's one thing I will say, moving out of Jersey, going to Florida, I will miss. I'm not a big Cracker Barrel fan, unless they want to become a sponsor, and Uncle Herschel's my favorite breakfast ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big fan of, Waffle House and Cracker Barrel, because I grew up on diners. I'm not saying they're bad, but I prefer my local diner. You go in, you know a lot of them. Like, I'm very lucky. We got four or five diners within 10-mile radius of us that are awesome. And then every shore has their diner. Like we go down to the one we went this weekend was Summer Point's Diner. I had to go look at a job, and we all eat breakfast there. And then Dino's is one of my favorites. It's down headed towards another area of the Jersey Shore. But my point is, the three of us ate breakfast for $15. You know what I'm saying? And one meal here, one breakfast, the choice of two eggs over easy. And if I got two eggs over easy with the hash browns and chicken sausage, it's $12.50. It's two for one is what they're charging you basically.
Yeah, and you're right. At least if you get a $53 steak somewhere for dinner, at least you know that the steak had to have cost a fair amount, even though that's marked up too. But at least you're getting a primo cut of beef, or Kobe steak, or hamburger, like you were talking about last week on the show. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can only mark up toast and eggs and bagels and
Exactly.
stuff. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you can make a fancy name and add some weird spice or topping to it, but at the end of the day, it's a bagel.
Yeah, like if they want to put eggs Benedict and with filet mignon, like some kind of great steak or something, and have a couple marked up breakfasts, I could actually get that. If I want to sit down and have eggs Benedict, I chose to spend 13, 15 bucks, $20. But to have a normal breakfast, you three people, you're talking with tip, you're talking a $60 breakfast.
Yeah. When the kids were smaller, no, you're absolutely right. When the kids are smaller, I mean, we tend as a family not to really have a big breakfast, when we're back home or even on the weekends. We do a little bit more now because we're home alone now. But we used to just do grab and go. We would get some of those the Kellogg's breakfast bars or any of those things and just kind of grab something with a drink or something and not really focus on breakfast. But like I said, we have more time now, so we tend to do breakfast, Captain's Grill or whatever. But back years ago when we went, we'd throw Pop Tarts or something in the backpack and just take off and get to our touring. So I don't know. When we're at Disney, we do tend to splurge, though. It is nice, as we say, dining is a is an attraction in itself, and I include breakfast in that, so it's a necessary evil, I guess. But it is what it is, and you're gonna pay what you gotta pay.
No, you're 100% right, and I understand it. And I don't, I always defend Disney, and my saying is, if you went out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home, you'd spend the same. But my whole point is, $12.59. Like, even over at Riverside, the Bounty breakfast is like $8.99. I could live with that. Me and Brenda usually split that, and everybody who listens to the show knows I say that all the time. It's one of the best deals on property for me. You get two or three links of sausage, you get a couple pieces of bacon, the biscuit, all the eggs, the scrambled eggs, hash browns. It's enough for the two of us just to get the day going. Because we're going to eat a nice lunch somewhere. But the point of it is, when you're talking $12.50, you're a family of four, with tip, drinks, the whole nine yards, you're 60, 70, 80 bucks for
No,
breakfast. For it ain't even a character, like you're saying, go over to. When we do the Cape May over at the Yachtsman's and Cape May and all, when your breakfast, at least it's all you can eat.
No, absolutely. I mean, you can, you, if you pick, if you choose your what you take carefully, you can get the I think they have the king crab legs. I don't know if they'd have that for breakfast, but they do have some higher end stuff on the menu. We've eaten there, I think, twice for breakfast, the character breakfast, Cape May Cafe. I don't remember exactly what they had, but I seem to remember that they had stuff well, above and beyond the typical, scrambled egg sausage and stuff like that, but I just don't remember exactly what it was.
I hear you, Dan. But the breakfast, like, I don't want to be crying. I know it's a Disney show, but I just had to put out my point that I know it's one of those things, like you were saying too, with your dinner. The steak at the Yachtsman or the steak at Le Cellier, it's going to have some kind of special butter sauce or some way they cook it or whatever. I can't get that exact steak here, but I can guarantee you I could take you to five diners around my house that would have just as good a breakfast as this. Is my point. That's my whole point.
No, I totally agree with you, but you're a captive audience there unless you're staying off property or something like that. So you're pretty much, if you're gonna eat something for breakfast, you got to deal with this stuff. So.
Well, I'm sure it'll be awesome, but I'm going to head over for lunch now that me and Brenda shared breakfast.
Okay.
I'm headed over to Big River Brewing Company.
Oh, okay.
And I like it there. I'm getting an outside table. It's 72 degrees. It's a perfect day. And me and Brenda, to start off for the appetizer, which really, really is good, I'm going to get the Asiago artichoke and crab dip. It's blended with cream cheese topped with pico de gallo served with crostini, which we're going to have an appetizer, which is very, very good. Have you ever had that then? Have you
I
ever
have
eaten it?
not, but it sounds delicious, though.
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay.
And then for my dinner, my lunch, I was thinking about getting something big, but with it going into sit down dinner, I'm going to be good. I'm going to get the mahi mahi.
Right.
Do you
Have you
like
had?
mahi mahi then?
Oh, yeah,
It's
I
a
do.
blackened mahi mahi sandwich, spicy seared fillet on a freshly baked roll with lettuce, tomato, and chipotle mayonnaise. Now this is only $13.99, Dan. My breakfast would have been $12.59 if I ate with you. Now I could justify it. I think $13.90. Now ain't that funny? $13.99 is a great value for a blackened mahi mahi, but $12.59 is out of their mind for a
For
breakfast.
breakfast, right? But I agree with that, though. It's absolutely true. For a couple bucks more, you're getting a nice fresh piece of fish and something that's worthy of that price or even a little bit more, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's very good. It's light. It's something that'll keep me, it'll fill me up, but it won't overfill me because I plan on going to a sit-down dinner. And then Brenda's going to be good. She's getting a California chicken sandwich, which is very good there, too. Have you ever eaten at Big River?
I have, and you'll see what I've eaten there when I go next.
Okay, no, it really is good, too.
I know what you're going to say.
The flame grilled meatloaf.
Yeah, let me talk about that next.
Okay, go ahead, buddy. Well, we're eating lunch together.
Okay, all right, this one. I'm going to get an appetizer as well, and I'm going to go with the chicken quesadilla, which is a large tortilla. I know you don't like those. You'd prefer to have the soft, what do they call them, taco shells or whatever you want to call them.
I'll deal with the tortilla. I just don't like corn. I don't like any of the corn. If it's hard all right. And it's not corn, I'm all for it.
Okay. Well, anyways, it comes with, you know, grilled chicken, peppers, tomatoes, pepper jack cheese, and served with sour cream and guacamole. So that's $11, but that sounded good. And you can have one of these, too, since we're eating together. You can try one.
And you could have some of my Asiago crab dip. But I'm going
right.
to dip. I'm going to put the quesadilla stuff on my crostini. And I'm living large.
Cross-pollination. I don't know if that's allowed.
It is. Because I'm taking the stuff out with a spoon and putting it on my plate and then going to put it on the crostini. So no cross-contamination.
Nice. Now, even though I am doing a sit-down for dinner, I'm being really bad today, and I'm going to get what you alluded to earlier. And actually, it's funny because on Deb Will's AllEars.net website, on her menu, she actually has this flame-grilled meatloaf highlighted in bright blue. So all the other offerings, well, the hazelnut-crusted chicken is as well, but other than that. But anyways, yes, to answer your question, I have eaten here three or four times over the years, and I was pleasantly surprised going into eating here for the first time. I didn't have much hope. I said, what is this? It's a brewery, and, you know, how good can the food be? But we happened to have an outside table that it was an afternoon. I don't know if it's a late lunch or an early dinner, but we were able to get an outdoor table, and I ordered the flame-grilled meatloaf. And I have to say, at this time, I must have been on a meatloaf kick or whatever, I had actually, on the same trip, got the meatloaf over at the 50s Primetime. And I remember distinctly saying this to Sue, that I think this meatloaf was better than 50s Primetime. And I know that's heresy to say that, but not that 50s Primetime is bad. I love that meatloaf, too, and I'd order it tomorrow if I went there. But I love this meatloaf. It is just... it's made with ground beef and Italian pork sausage, so that may be why it's got a lot of flavor to it. But it comes with a rich brown gravy, served over garlic mashed potatoes with vegetables, $16.50. But
another great offering, a great price, and and to say to kind of. Yeah, you're not going to take my 50s Primetime.
No, and I don't mean any disrespect to it.
And I think it's awesome, but I think they're both champions in their own right, because they're two different meatloafs that are kind of like apples and oranges. And the reason being is the one has the brown and the pork gravy, which has that kind. This kind of has a gravy that resembles a little bit of what the Bangers and Mash has. It has a kind of that kind of where the gravy, where the sauce that's on Mom's over at 50s Primetime, and I always call it Mom's, even though it's Cousin Ann's or something now. But it's always Mom's meatloaf to me. It has the red. It has the tomato sauce on it, the ketchup.
Right. So you're right.
They have different flavor to them, but they're both awesome.
Yeah, the one at the brewery there, the Big River Grill, you're right. It's almost like not a wine reduction, but it's a reduction. So it's like a saucy gravy, if you will. It's not a traditional.
It's kind of like an open face kind of gravy, an open face sandwich kind of gravy compared to the other one has the grilled tomato sauce on it, you know, the grilled tomato or ketchup sauce on it.
Yeah, which is what you would have got in the 50s or the 60s, which is the whole point of the restaurant. But But anyways, if anybody goes there or is thinking about going there, I can't recommend the meatloaf enough. You can, if you like meatloaf and you like that type of food, you're gonna really enjoy this. It's very flavorful and pretty good value at $16.50. I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the menu here, which is
Very
quite
diversified.
expansive. Yeah,
Very
yeah.
diversified.
You got ribs, you got a New York strip, you got ribeye, you got scallop and shrimp, you got chicken Alfredo, roasted turkey sandwich, and burgers, and all kinds of stuff. The mahi mahi that you mentioned, I
The
mean,
honey Dijon chicken sandwich is awesome.
yeah, it's
You got Kobe burgers.
for a Big River Grill and Brewing, where I mean, Big River Grill, I guess you should expect to get food there, but I wouldn't have thought the menu would be so expansive and diverse, like you said, Doug. I mean, you can almost get anything you want here, from seafood to a steak to meatloaf and everything in between. So this again is a place that, like I said
Hidden
early
gem,
on,
kind of.
yeah, because we ate there early on and we loved it, loved it, loved it. And over the years, we first of all, on an average trip, you probably only get over to the boardwalk one day, depending on where you're staying. If you're at Riverside or anywhere else on property, you kind of might make a boardwalk day. And if you happen to, say you wanted to try El Forno there, however you say that, that might cancel out Big River Grill for that trip because you're only going to eat one sit down dinner there. So that's what's kind of happened to us. We love it. We want to go back. We have intentions to go back, but something always gets in the way and we end up going in another direction. But I got to write this down to definitely get back here because we've enjoyed it. Like I said, three or four times we've eaten there and we've never been disappointed.
I think one of the other drawbacks of it too is just for the casual visitor, it's on the complete furthest part. It's actually the other side of the lake completely from Epcot. So you got to walk all the way around. So people will go to over to Yacht and Beach Club, or they'll go over to ESPN Club if they just want to. A lot of times they don't want to walk the whole trek of the boardwalk. Do you agree with me on that?
No, I totally agree with you, especially if you're sneaking out of Epcot or whatever just to grab lunch or something like that. You're right. Most people are already tired. They've been walking around, Epcot for a good part of the day. They're just looking to get to the first place that they think is going to be nice, or maybe they could have an ADR at or something. And you're right. You're not going to walk the extra 300 yards, whatever it is, to get almost down the end there by Jelly Rolls to go to this place. But, I would say though it's worth the walk because it's an excellent place.
I would honestly say it has one of the the food is great. It has one of the most diversified menus on property with all the different things. What I was thinking about going with before I decided to go with the mahi-mahi sandwich was, and I do want to try these and hopefully on one of my next trips, is the Rocket Red Ribs, a full slab of pork ribs, dry rubbed and basted with Rocket Red barbecue sauce, served with garlic mashed potatoes and vegetables. Now, anything served with garlic mash is a winner in my book. But
Exactly.
and then $23.99 is not a bad deal for that. But again, and then they have another pork sandwich that's $9.99, a Blue Ridge pork sandwich, traditional pulled pork with Rocket Red barbecue sauce, $9.99. That's a
Wow.
nice grab and go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and who would think of that? But you're right. If you ordered a couple of those sandwiches to go or something, you were going to head back or go to the room, or like you said, if you can score one of those outdoor tables or whatever,
Beautiful out there.
you're good to go.
Absolutely. I would highly recommend this place. And again, if you have, especially with kids, Dan, because you could, as a parent, you could still get your fish, your ribeye, your whatever, but still keep the kids happy with a bacon cheeseburger.
Right, exactly. About the only thing I don't see on the menu is like chicken fingers, which kids really go for. But other than that, you get almost every offering that you can think of.
Little trick is there, if you really asked, would they had that the what you call it, the honey barbecue or the honey mustard chicken? That's a breaded chicken. You could ask the waitress; she'll cut it into four pieces, put the honey mustard in a little container and a
There
little
you go.
bowl, and the kid will be happy.
Well, there you go. If you ask nicely, right?
Yeah, at Disney, you don't half the time you don't even have to ask nicely, and they still want to take care of you.
Right. No, good point.
They're great there for that. Now,
Absolutely.
for dinner, then, Where do you think I'm going?
For dinner at the Boardwalk, I don't know. I don't know where. Flying Fish.
Absolutely. Me and Brenda's going over there. Have you ever eaten here before?
Nope, never have. Never got over there.
You have to. It's really, really good.
Well, like I said, and I say this all the time, but I'll say it again. Because my family doesn't like seafood, they tend to, I don't get to eat at many fish-related restaurants. And I know what you're going to say, and I totally agree. There's steaks on the menu, there's other things, but anything with the word fish in it right off the bat, I get the thumbs down. I can't even eat at the Coral Reef, and not that I'd want to, but if I did want to, even though I know you can get, they got all kinds of offerings for the non-seafood person or whatever, but that's the reason why. Not because I don't think I'd like it, or I don't think it's a nice place. I've heard great things about it, but it's just because of the name, we don't make ADRs there. It's just as simple as that.
Well, it's a shame because they do have the steaks are really good there. The pork tenderloin is awesome there. They have some really, really good stuff, but
What are you getting?
I'm still on the fence. I was getting one thing. I might change my mind now. But nah, me and Brent's gonna go over there. And the last time I got it, and it's hard not to get it again. The Flying Fish Cafe Idaho Potato Wrapped Red Snapper. It's out of this world. Creamy leek fondue, veal glaze, Davade, red wine classic butter. It's $40, but I love potatoes, and the way it is wrapped around here, it's an incredible meal. Have you ever do you like red snapper?
I've had it once or twice, so I don't really remember what it tasted like, but I mean, is it a red fish or is it a white fish?
It's a reddish fish. It's
Yeah.
really it's a flaky
Pinkish,
fish.
maybe. Yeah.
It's awesome. And the
Okay.
way they do the potatoes and the creamy leeks around it with the fine, it's incredible. And
Okay.
my wife is going to get the oak grilled Maine sea scallops, and she's going to love them. But she's going and it comes in a macaroni risotto. It's very they're awesome. I mean, if you get a chance, check out the picture. It is really good stuff. And she's going to tell me mine are better, but I won't believe her.
You had her order that so you could steal one or two. That's what your methods were.
Absolutely, buddy. And the meal's so good here. I usually and it's such the proportions are awesome. I usually don't get an appetizer because whenever I get an appetizer, 99% of the time it's fish.
Okay.
So it's like I usually don't get a fish appetizer when I'm eating fish, if that makes sense to you all the
No,
time.
it makes perfect sense.
I mean, I did get the crab dip last time, but I got a sandwich.
Right. But it's not like you were eating shrimp or something like that. I mean, it was, well, you could always go with a salad or something like that if you didn't want to get seafood or even, meat or whatever.
Absolutely. And then for dessert, I'm going to get the spiced Bing cherry and chocolate bread pudding. Oh my God. Roasted pecan brittle, sinful chocolate sorbet, and a sweet Kindle dried cherry compote.
Wow.
Incredible, Dan.
Now you haven't had your snack yet. You're gonna have room for a snack later, or?
No, my snack is that dessert.
Oh, okay.
I'm
You're
good.
cheating the other way now. You're
I'm
leaving.
good. Well, I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sit down. Where are you going for dinner, my friend?
Actually, I'm gonna cause I can. I'm gonna go back to Trattoria Al Forno for dinner, and the reason I'm gonna do that is because I actually had this meal at my last time I was there, so I can speak to it. But, anyways, I'm gonna start out off with the Caprese salad, which we got and split. Very, very good. It was actually recommended by the waiter that we had. He said it's like one of their most popular, or it is their most popular appetizer. So we took his advice on that. It was very, very good. The tomatoes and the mozzarella cheese and the your favorite thing there, the oh, what's that? The
Olives
thing? No, no,
compote.
no. The other thing that you said you don't like it too strong. Remember when we were with Bob with the food review, and I had the stuff on the watermelon salad.
Oh, the oh, we can't. I can't think of it right now.
All
I'll
right,
think
well,
of it though.
whatever. I'll think of it. Balsamic vinegar. Thank you.
Okay, no.
Yeah, but anyways, it came with some of that drizzled over, and it was very, very, very good. We enjoyed that. So, anyways, that's a Caprese salad, and then I'm gonna order the braised beef, which was also his recommendation, or one of his recommendations on what to get. And that the braised beef, it literally melted. You didn't need a knife or anything. It just, you took your fork and with a little pressure, it just all crumbled apart. So that was awesome. The braised beef, and you know, it comes with pasta, whatever kind of pasta you want, but it was awesome. And we'd definitely go back here. I mean, this menu isn't quite as expansive as Big River, but it does have a good array of, you know, traditional Italian dishes, you know, some beef, some seafood and shrimp and stuff like that. But, you know, if you're in the eggplant or you know, they got our favorite slow cooked lamb shank, which I would never get in a million years, but that's just me. But they got a T-bone steak and, you know, some risotto and baked lasagna and,
That's what I was going to say. If I were to eat there with you, that's what I would get, the baked lasagna, because I don't get to eat a lot of that with my wife being lactose intolerant. We don't eat a lot of, you know, spaghetti or, you know, we don't do chicken parm or any of that, which I do miss. But it's not fun cooking something like that just for yourself, you know.
Right.
So I would get the baked lasagna probably, because that really looks good.
Yeah, as a treat, like you said, where you don't regularly eat it at home, that's something that you can, you know, experience on one of your trips and enjoy. But, you know, again, we discussed this last time, and it's true that, you know, this place just opened up, and I know it didn't get a lot of love from the Disney community. Yeah, I mean, people have been pretty critical of it, but, you know, I wouldn't say that the, you know, the meal blew us away by any stretch, but I thought it was, you know, reasonably priced. The food was good. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't sit here and say, oh, it was a, you know, one of the best meals I've ever had, but it was good enough so that we would definitely go back there and try some of the other things on the menu, which I hope to do on my next trip. Maybe go back over there when we're at the boardwalk and try some of the other offerings.
Absolutely. I'd probably get the Venetian mussels, too, if I was by myself, because Brenda don't like mussels.
Yeah.
But with a tomato curry broth with grilled bread. You can't go wrong with mussels and grilled bread. But that really looks good, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's a diverse menu, and I remember talking about this last summer when we heard about this restaurant that, it, you know, yes, you can get spaghetti and meatballs, but it's got so much more. It's got some of the seafood from some of the other areas of Italy, and, you know, some things that you wouldn't necessarily associate with, you know, Italian food, if you will. So I think they got a good variety and something for everybody, and some things to maybe try that you've never had, or like you said with the lasagna, something you haven't had in a long time.
Absolutely. I miss lasagna. But I probably haven't had it, though. I miss it now that I've seen it, but I probably haven't had a lasagna in 3 or 4 years or more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just... We don't eat a lot of that cheese like that all the time,
right,
which is good for my heart, you know what I'm saying? But I do miss it when I see something looks that good.
Yeah.
So what are you grabbing, a snack on your way home, or are you getting dessert there?
Well, no, I'm not eating dessert there because we plan to just, you know, stroll the boardwalk for the rest of the night. And after taking a walk around and stuff, I'm just going to get a funnel cake at one of the carts there that are on the boardwalk. And nothing fancy, but just coming out of the oven or the heater there, or heat light or whatever they have it under, those are always good. And I'm going to get one of those to end my evening.
Funnel cake there is good, and the best part about it is, unlike the Jersey Shore, you don't have the seagulls trying to steal it from you.
Right.
But that looks good, the funnel cake it has with vanilla ice cream or chocolate sauce you can get with it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll get a scoop of them. I'll get both.
Okay, they get you the chocolate. The funnel cake with the vanilla ice cream is $9, but if you want to be cheap, you can get the funnel cake with the chocolate sauce for $7.75. I think I'm going to splurge and spend the $9.
Yeah, you might as well go all in on that, right?
Chance I saved on breakfast.
Nah, that's all good.
It's fun doing these reviews. And the reason we're doing them, guys, is to just give people some different perspective of what they have at all the different resorts. Because I don't think people pay attention enough to the food at their resort before they go on the trip. They just pick the resort, but they don't realize the offerings that it has.
Well, it's not only that too, and you know, a lot of we've spoken about this. I mean, everybody's big on going over to the Poly to go to Kona or go to Ohana and such. But you know, a lot of these places. I mean, you as a TA, Doug, you know this. I mean, the first time visitor to Walt Disney World, chances are pretty good, unless they're staying at the Boardwalk Yacht Club or Beach Club, they don't even understand that the Boardwalk exists. They often, I've seen this time and time again, they confuse it with Downtown Disney, because I've asked people and they've come back, oh, did you go to the Boardwalk? Oh, yeah, we went to the big Disney store. And I'm like, no, that wasn't the Boardwalk. And they get confused. So I think it's good to kind of mention some of these restaurants and different carts and offerings because, you know, like we said with the Big River Grill, I think there's, you know, a couple of hidden gems over there that people, or they would be more popular if more people went there because they knew about it. And like I said, the first or second timer may not even know the Boardwalk exists.
Yeah, well, the great thing about me and Brent is, as far as the Boardwalk, we love it because it's a landing point. We're the opposite of most people. We land over there quite a bit, and we'll eat lunch or dinner there, and then we do our, everybody knows I love to do my walks, we'll do our stroll to either one of the two parks. And it kind of lets you explore different restaurants, and then we also get to have the fun of walking in different entrances to the parks, if you follow me. And I really like that.
Oh, absolutely. It changes it up, and you know, people like you and I that have been to Disney so many times, I mean, you're always looking for that different thing to do. Like you said, if you always go to the right, go to the left, or if you always enter by that gate, go to another gate because you're able to see something you've never seen before or run across a store or a cart or even a restaurant possibly that you've never even knew was there or you weren't sure where it was. So that makes perfect sense to me.
Well, you know my biggest slogan is, and I even told you to do this because we're both gentlemen, but sometimes just hold your wife's hand and you get in the ride first.
Right.
And then hold her hand as she's getting into the car just so – because you're helping her too because – Dan, I notice, and I've said this on other shows, but I'll help people that's listening now. I notice this on Pirates, like, I'm always on the right side of the boat. You understand what I'm saying? I never, because we always get in, I let her in first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. You just have your routine that you're used to, and you know, you just don't even think about it. You probably even do it just spontaneously without
Absolutely.
Even giving it a thought.
Spaceship Earth, it's hard to get on. The same thing with the Haunted Mansion. How many do you always not let your wife on first? You hold her hand as she gets in the dune buggy?
Absolutely. And like I said, I wouldn't even have to think about that. I mean, I would just normally let her go first and, you know, I'll stay back and jostle with the crowd and all that stuff and make the path easier for her to get into the dune buggy. So, absolutely. I know exactly what you mean.
I think the only time I've ever sat on the right side of the dune buggy was when I rode it myself because my wife and my mother-in-law was in the other one.
Right.
You know, and so, that's the only time because that ride moves so fast, I worry about her, so I help her on. But if you can, switch it up on a lot of these rides. Try to do just the opposite because you know how hard it is. You see different things every time you're on the ride. Imagine if you switch sides.
Yeah, I mean, even though we all try to look over both ways, but you're right. It's only natural. You're going to look more to the side that you're on. It's just easier. And
you're right. But even for your wife, it's not fair because we're both bigger than them. It's harder for them to look around us than it is for us to look around them.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
So you're actually helping them out. So I'm off my soapbox of switching sides. Try it. I think
always.
You guys will be very appreciative of it.
Yeah, good advice.
All right, then, that's going to be it for this show. I really enjoyed it. We'll be at another resort on our next WDW Main Street Dining Review.
Nice, nice. Maybe we can go where I actually did my homework for.
Oh, the On Beach Club. See, you cheated. I told you, and this is how you are. You're my work wife.
Oh,
I talk,
boy.
But you don't listen to me.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
I can't deny that.
But if you can, guys, please go over to iTunes and give us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Check out all of our sponsors. And everybody have a great week and a safe week. Talk to you soon, guys.
Good night.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.